Play another one. All right. Next tune is a Kentucky tune called Jenny Get Around.
Contestant number five, Steve Keller from Tallahassee. Steve Keller.
This is Lazy Kate.
Those are Steve Keller's sons that were up here with him there in mutual support. I asked him, I said, is that your father up there? He said, yeah. I said, how long have you known him? Okay, David Armstrong. Next contestant from Winter Park.
What is this here?
Winter Park, Orange County. This is a tune from Arkansas, I assume, Arkansas Traveler. Called The Piper's Despair.
Okay, next contestant is Kay Van Trees.
Tune's called Liza Jane. Thank you. And this next tune's called The Old Hen She Cackled.
Okay, the next contestant is Tom Van Treese from Tallahassee, Florida.
I want to do. you. I like her. Waiting for Nancy.
Thank you.
Texas gals.
Tom told me that that flying was the second greatest thrill known to man. Next contestant is Ken Hum from Webster, Florida.
Song would be Spotted Pony.
Thank you.
I'm going to say I'll play Over the Waterfall, and then I play Spotted Pony instead, and that's the first time I've ever said Spotted Pony and played Over the Waterfall. I wasn't ready for that one, sorry.
It's too hot. Think about water.
Okay, this one is Waiting for Nancy, and this one really is Waiting for Nancy. Okay.
That was Ken Hung. Steve Hunter, next contestant, Steve Hunter. He says he's from Booker.
This contest, I thought they said the Rusty Division, so I don't know. that's where I am. First tune's going to be Rye Straw. Second tune is the Festival Waltz.
Thank you.
Next contestant is Bethany Borg. Bethany Borg.
The first piece I'm going to play is Nancy's Waltz. Piece I'm going to play is Sally Gooden. Next contestant, Joe Smith. Joe Smith.
What number is that?
Who asked that question? Can you re-ask that question?
What number is Joe Smith?
Joe won't be here today. He had something else he had to do.
What was his number?
12. You're not Joe, are you?
No, but is he here?
Yeah, he had something else he had to do, so. Okay, no Joe, no show Joe. And that's Joe Smith, by the way. Grace Chapman, number 13. I figured there was something behind that question.
Yeah, there was. Okay, I'm gonna do,
What am I going to do? Oh, Midnight on the Water, and then I'm just going to cut straight into Over the Waterfalls. Okay, here goes. I'm really going to start now.
Grace Chapman. Next contestant, number 14, for those who are keeping notes, Andy Thomas. He's from Sanford, Alabama.
I'd like to make one thing clear, I am not from Alabama. That's fine. First tune is going to be a Georgia tune called Coming Down from Rising Fawn. Next one's a Frank George tune called Wake Up Susan. Thank you.
Next contestant, Sharon McGinnis from Lake Mary, Florida.
Right next to Sanford, Alabama.
Yeah, Lake Mary is right next to Sanford, Alabama.
Just a hair more down. That'll work. D, yeah. First one I'm going to do is called Willow Creek. Thank you. Thanks. That just got me going. The next one is called one of my favorites, Stumptail Dog.
Next contestant from Gainesville, Florida is Annie Orlando.
Okay. First tune I'm going to play is something I just stole off a Dwight Diller CD called Waynesboro.
Thank you.
And next tune I got off of James Brian CD, and it's called Kicking Up the Devil on a Sunday. Except it's Saturday.
Oh, well.
Next contestant and final contestant in the Rustic Division, number 17, Alan Hood from St. Augustine.
I'd like to thank Mia Gerber for backing me up on the guitar. First tune is going to be Booth Shot Lincoln. Going to do Polecat Rag or Polecat Blues, I think it's really called. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, this is the point where we have to sort of kind of finalize a couple of items here. I don't think there's any other contestant that want to enter, is there? It's kind of loose operation, you know, if you want to get up here and play. Right after this, we're gonna get our ribbons out and recognize all the winners of the competition now, as soon as the judges get their final tallies on this last division, and do them by division, and then right following that, we're gonna try to whoever was interested in getting in a large group photo, we'll meet up and do that, and then at 6 o'clock on the main stage on the amphitheater stage down here, the official awards presentation, recognition of the winning fiddlers in the classes that they won their competitions in. Yeah. It takes a lot of work. We had three judges that held in there in 2 hour stretches, which is pretty good for a couple of old guys like that. Pat Shields, want to recognize Pat, Brent Baldwin, and Dia Browning to be our judges this year. Thanks a lot, folks. There are a lot of other assistants back there and all about. The officers of the Florida Fiddlers Association. Madeline Horwich, who is the treasurer. She's right back there. She doesn't want to be pointed out, but she's here. She's kind of helped out there. Marion Lasley, the secretary of the association. Mary Sadler has been a wonderful volunteer. Rosemary, where are you? Rosemary's around here somewhere. Lloyd Baldwin, he's the president of VICE for the Fiddlers Association. And my name's Dave Borland, and I'm the grand potentate at this point. An interlocutor. As they're debating on who got that last category. There are professional musicians. Oh, I need to point out Ken Hun right there. She's the newsletter editor for the Philly. Lloyd said he wants to remind you of the group photo right after all this stuff before the thing. But they're professional musicians, but of course there are a whole lot more folk musicians and traditional musicians out there that don't make their living, haven't quit their day jobs yet. And that's what the Fiddlers Association is pretty much about. We're trying to promote fiddling in this part of the world. It has a long tradition in this state, and we're glad to be part of the living tradition that's there. A lot of these fiddlers are also, you can see them doing the dances up here on the dance stage tonight and tomorrow night. You can see them in performing folk bands on the different stages here, so take some time and do it. I know you will. If you see some of the staff for the Division of Historical Resources, please tell them any comments you might have about improvements or what you liked about anything. Pass that on. They give us a great medium here. This is a legislated fiddle contest for the state of Florida. Just like there's a state soils, this is a state fiddlers contest in the statute. So, okay. Lord says if there's something you did not like about anything that you had here, put it on a write it down on a $20 bill and send it up here, and we'll try to take care of it.